As president of VEA, Kitty Boitnot keeps a close watch on state funding for education, and she's not shy about speaking up.
We must insist that our public schools receive the resources necessary to educate the children of Virginia.
But Boitnot says current state funding for those standards of quality, which cover things like teacher-pupil ratios and basic curricula, is too low. In fact, she claims state money has been permanently cut by $1.6 billion. Sean Gorman with the Richmond Times-Dispatch and PolitiFactVirginia.com decided to check on those numbers. Sean, what can you tell us?
The state pays about 55% of the costs to meet those basic, those specific guidelines, while localities pay the rest. And Boitnot is essentially saying that the state aid is now $1.6 billion lower than it would have been if the General Assembly hadn't made a series of formula changes in recent years. Now, the VEA cited a January Senate Finance Committee report listing 10 significant changes in education funding. Now, the biggest one was a 2009 decision by the legislature to cap the number of teacher aides, clerks, bus drivers, and other support positions that the state pays for, or helps pay for. And that change alone lowered state aid by $754 million, according to the Senate Finance Committee report. But Boitnot is slightly off in her analysis of the data. Altogether, the changes listed in the table come to nearly $1.6 billion. But the Virginia Department of Education told us several of the changes listed in that table and in that report are not changes to the standards of quality. But even with that glitch, the overall state aid loss from just the standards of quality changes comes to $1.4 billion. Now, that's still pretty close to what Boitnot cited. Technically, the General Assembly can go back and restore the old formulas and the funding. So we wondered whether this really is a permanent change. But officials at the Department of Education told us they cannot recall a single instance when the General Assembly restored a standards of quality program that's been cut. So we rated the claim mostly true.
Sean Gorman writes for the Richmond Times-Dispatch and for PolitiFactVirginia.com. I'm Fred Eccles.